And now I'm delighted we're joined by Karen O'Mara. Karen, are you there? How are things?
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Good to talk to you. Now,
you too.
Now, I saw this in the Northside People and I thought, fair play to you. you're all going to get in for a swim on Christmas Day. Now, I know the weather has been predicted as being fairly mild, but still, fair play to you. Now, can you fill us in on a couple of the details, if you wouldn't mind, please?
Sure, absolutely. Well, basically, it was about 12 years ago, a lovely gentleman from Portmarnock called Billy Jessen passed away from a very rare brain tumour, and he was actually cared for and looked after by St. Francis Hospice in Raheny.
Yeah.
And I suppose the idea really came from there, that we would try and do something to give something back to the hospice from the people in Portmarnock to thank them for their care over the years, you know?
Yeah, fair play to you.
They provide a fantastic service.
Oh, it's amazing.
There was a couple of us that decided that we'd go for a quick dip on Christmas morning, and from that, really, it has just escalated. Every year now, it's gained more and more momentum. We've had not only people from Portmarnock, but I've had people from Drumcondra, from Raheny, from Donnymead, all the local areas coming down on Christmas morning, getting involved and going for a quick swim.
Now, what do you mean by a quick swim now here? You know, does this mean you just run in and run back out, or do people actually get down in the water, like in fairness?
Oh, they get down into the water. Of course, this swim is open up to anybody, and over the years we've had people from different ages, very, very young children coming down in their wetsuits, and then we have, I suppose, more experienced people as well. And it's really open for anybody, and it's if they want to get in, duck the head under, have a little swim around. Over the years, we have always been blessed with lovely cold but nice Christmas mornings, and it's just it's a great opportunity for people to meet and greet and I suppose mingle on Christmas morning. So it's a very positive way just to start off the day by doing something good, you know.
Well, in fairness, you know, I know a lot of people give a lot of money and donate a lot of stuff, but to do something like this is slightly out of the ordinary, which is great, because as you're saying, you're doing something good, you know. Well, you might be good getting into the water, but so anyway, where exactly is it taking place?
Okay, so the Christmas Day swim takes place in Portmarnock. And for those of you that are familiar with Portmarnock, just opposite the Spire shop there, what we call the shelters. It's an actual
Along the promenade there.
So we'd advise people to get down for about 10:45, kind of get ourselves organised, and then at 11 o'clock we'll have a whistle and everybody will bail in at that stage.
Fair play. You know, like, I have to say, it's a great idea. Now, obviously, you're doing this for charity, and I see that you've raised over €70,000 over the last few years. That is incredible, in fairness, now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I said, like, even as it's generated such a buzz now within Portmarnock and within the community, that a lot of people come down and just watch and support. And of course, there's buckets going around. We have the kids banging the buckets, and people like to make a donation because, unfortunately, I suppose more and more people are becoming more and more aware through the use of St. Francis Hospice of how fantastic the service that they are.
They do an amazing job.
Absolutely, and even just to raise an awareness of a local charity, you know,
the fantastic
work that's been done on our doorstep, which I think needs to be recognised and just made aware of, you know.
Well, I suppose, so what you're really saying is, you know, no matter whether you swim or not, please come down and join in and give you a few bob, really. That's the whole idea of it. Right, okay.
Absolutely. And we might persuade you to get in on the morning.
I'll tell you this one, Karen, you have no chance, believe it or not. You know, last time I was down on the beach, I think they started throwing water on me. They thought it was a beach whale. So there's no way they're going down on Christmas. I would love to go, but, you know. And like, is the water really cold, or is there a certain temperature? Okay, right.
Yeah,
okay.
No, it is. I'm not going to lie. It is. It's
right.
Very, very cold. But as I said, we have been blessed over the years. There was one year in particular now where there was actually ice on the sand. That was probably the coldest. I think that was about 3 years ago when we had that really cold.
Oh, the really bad.
Yeah. But in saying that, numbers, as I said, every year are getting bigger and bigger. People are getting braver and braver. And it's, as I said, it's a good buzz more than anything else. It's just a nice way to wake yourself up and set yourself up for the day, you know.
Yeah, okay, well, just Karen, can we just reiterate everything? Basically, you have a page on my charity, is that correct?
That's right, yeah. I have a Facebook page also, and there's also information on St. Francis Hospice website.
Right, okay. And there's a text line as well if people want to text you, is that correct?
Sure, yeah. If they can send me a drop a text to the number 086 888-5285, and they send me their name and their address, I can pop a sponsorship card out to them.
Lovely.
Or, as you said, at this stage, a lot of people tend to do it online, you know, the My Charity pages. So
yes,
whatever people are, like you said, if people just want to pop down on the morning and perhaps pop a few bob in the boxes, it
exactly.
all helps.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're passing by Portmarnock Strand and you say these lunatics in their speedos, stop and just give them a couple of bob, even if it's only a couple of bob that you have in your pocket, please do so.
That's it.
Yeah. About what time? 11:45, is that you were saying?
No, 11. We'd be
okay
down there for 10:45 and
kick
off at 11.
Okay.
And we're out at 1 minute past 11.
Look, I have the height of admiration for you because, as I said, I won't even go into the water here when you know, during the summer because it's too cold. So I have the height of admiration for you. Well, look, Karen,
sure,
all the very best with that, and I hope it goes very well, and hopefully we might talk to you again afterwards to see how you're doing. You're doing great work.
Absolutely, that would be great. And again, just to say thank you in advance for those that have been involved. It really runs itself now at this stage, you know, it's part of everybody's calendar now, so it really is a testament to the people in Portmarnock and outside that are coming. And we even have my sister Gillian and her boyfriend who are living in Melbourne. You know, they try and tell us that they're doing a Christmas Day swim,
yeah,
but they're doing it in very different degrees.
It's definitely not
imagine
the same. I was out in
definitely
Australia one Christmas, and it's certainly not the same. But, you know,
yeah,
in fairness, but at least they're doing something. And if they send you
that's
the few
it
bob, that's the mean. So you're going worldwide with
thing
this, you know. You're going to go worldwide with this, so that's
it,
okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you'll have to put it up on, you know, kind of Skype it or something, and everybody can see you
yeah
in and out of the water.
Make it live.
Yeah, there's the next thing. Anyway, look, Karen, all the very best, and thanks for taking
thank
the call
you
today.
So much. Can I just say
yeah,
one really quick thing?
Yeah, sure.
I'm a teacher here in Greenhills College in Walkinstown, so
yep,
we've had a fantastic week here. Our school is second level and PLC college, so I just want to say happy Christmas to all the staff, the students in Greenhills College in Walkinstown.
Well, look, and happy Christmas to everybody and that's listening as well. Okay,
thanks
Karen, thanks
so
a lot.
Much.
We'll
take
talk
care
to you soon.
Happy Christmas to you.
Thank you.
Take
thanks.
Care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.